New Zealand's rowers have made a good start to their Olympic campaign ahead of tonight's opening ceremony in Tokyo. Four of the five New Zealand boats have made it through their heats today. Day one of the Olympic rowing regatta comes ahead of tonight's opening ceremony that will be stripped back due to COVID. Clay Wilson is in Tokyo and joins me now. Clay, you've been at the rowing venue today watching the New Zealanders in action, and they've made a pretty good start, haven't they?
Kia ora, Lisa. Yes, there was five of the nine New Zealand boats here in Tokyo were in action here at the rowing venue today, and a pretty good start for them. Four of those five advancing through to their quarterfinals or semi-finals, meaning just one has to go through to the repechages. Now, our single sculler were first up, and of those, it was men's single sculler Jordan Perry who led the way. Jordan Perry, of course, is filling the seat vacated by now retired double Olympic champion Mahe Drysdale, and he did a pretty good job in his first Olympic race, coming home second to move into the quarterfinals. Then it was the turn of Emma Twigg. Now, Emma Twigg coming out of retirement after the Rio Olympics and her fourth Olympic Games, and has finished fourth at the last two Olympics. She looked very composed, leading from start to finish in her heat to join Jordan Perry in those single sculls quarterfinals. We also had our men's and women's double scullers. The women's very impressive to win their heat, the men coming home third and also going through to semi-finals in that class. That meant the only boat that didn't make it through to a quarter-final or semi-final today and going to a repercharge is the women's quad, who could only manage fourth in their race. Now, Emma Twigg spoke to Sky Sport after her race, and here's what she had to say.
Feels great to be out there, yeah. It's been a long time coming. Definitely was a bit of a lung buster, but you often get that with your first race. Certainly a few nerves. The Olympics is a special event, and it's, I guess, a good thing that we do experience nerves because, you know, it means something. So, yeah, it was kind of a nice feeling.
Now, Clay, talk us through the opening ceremony tonight, right? Because what is it going to look like? It's usually a great big heaving throng of people, but what to expect now?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a different spectacle than we're used to, Lisa. No spectators, of course. We're hearing around 950 journalists and officials will be the only ones in the stands at the Olympic Stadium. And, of course, a lot less athletes. The New Zealand Olympic Committee confirming just 10 out of the 211 athletes in the New Zealand team will be there tonight at the opening ceremony. Now, that compares to 60 at the last Games in 2016 in Rio. So a big drop there. Now, of course, this is partly due to the fact that some athletes haven't even arrived here in Tokyo yet. Athletes can't move into the Olympic Village until 5 days before their event. Now, tonight's opening ceremony will also have strict COVID protocols. Social distancing will be very, very important. Everyone wearing masks, and they'll be watching out to make sure that things are running smoothly and safely. That will mean that things take a little bit longer. So that means that an event that is a pretty long event usually will just drag out a little bit longer tonight.
Clay, it sounds like you're in a flight path there, which brings me to my next question about the Czech team, right? They had an interesting journey to Tokyo, and there's an investigation that's underway.
Yeah, that's right. So four members of the Czech team were already positive before today. Today confirmed two more are positive. Both of those are athletes. That means out of the six that are positive, four of those are athletes and two are officials. Now, the Czech Olympic Committee, in response, have come out and launched an investigation into a charter flight, into a flight that came from Prague, the capital of the Czech Republic, here to Tokyo in Japan. Those officials say that investigation will focus on whether all COVID-related safety measures were upheld before, during and after the flight. They also want to look into if any particular individual broke any rules which may have led to these cases. They do, however, say, the Czech team, that all the others on that flight have been tested and have all come back negative. So some good news among the bad news there for the Czech team.
Thanks, Clay. Clay Wilson, Te Rā nō Tokyo. Clay Wilson joining us there live from Tokyo.